A two-hour drive from the buzzing metropolis of Chengdu in southeastern China is Mount Ime, one of four sacred Buddhist mountains in China. The Mammoth Mountain is home to 11 Taoist temple complexes dating back more than 1,600 years. Mount Ime is a popular destination for Chinese tourists from all parts of the country. Some come specifically to explore the roots of their Buddhist faith, while others make the trek as a long-awaited family holiday experience. As a foreigner, it was a unique travel experience to explore a destination that's just as awe-inspiring as Yosemite National Park, but markedly different due to the homogeneity of the tourists. For every 1,000 tourists encountered, I would see no more than 4 or 5 Westerners or Europeans. This is a world-class destination that remains, for now, as a destination primarily for Chinese tourists. But I have the palpable feeling that once the word gets out to the adventure and cultural travelers around the world, this sacred mountain will grow to become, before too long, a bucket list grand tour destination for visitors from all quarters of the globe. Come along and join my friend Liu Mei, who goes by her Western name, Mavis, as we explore Mount Ime.
Mavis, come from China.
And where are we now, Mavis?
Now we are in a very famous mountain in China. The mountain's name is Emei.
There are 4 most famous mountains in China?
There are 4 most famous mountains for Buddhism in China. This is one of them.
Is there a number 1, most famous of all, most revered? Or are they equal in their own ways?
I think they are equal in their own ways because every mountain city, they are the first mountain.
How far from Chengdu are we now?
From Chengdu, it's around 160 or 50 kilometers away, around 2 hours drive.
This is a very popular destination for visitors, mostly, I say 99% Chinese. I don't think we've seen one person from Europe or America here.
Actually, that's true. I think here maybe 80 or 90% tourists, they are Chinese. Because nowadays, become more and more people who believe in Buddhism. And also want to know more about Buddhism. And this mountain is not only a sacred site for Buddhism, but also a very nice place for hiking, for the beautiful nature landscape, and the beautiful environment, fresh air.
And that's why we see the little boys playing and running right in front of you, right? Because the families love to come here. Right?
Yeah, the families come here.
Most of the Chinese people that are right in front of us and we see today, where do you think most of them have come from? A lot of them from Chengdu?
Some of them from Chengdu. But also, actually, we've got the tourists from all over China.
This is a very popular pilgrimage site for Chinese to come all the way from the East Coast.
That's true.
So people from Shanghai, Beijing, up Dalian, they might come down here?
Yeah, they may come. Lots of people come from, every corner of China.
And today is Saturday. It's a weekend, and many, many people get Saturday and Sunday off. So these people might have worked really hard all week, and this is their fun outing for the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
And how many people do you think are on the mountain today? Just wild guess.
Oh, I cannot take several thousand.
Yeah. So tell us what you enjoy most about being here.
Oh, the environment. I like this kind of peaceful environment. And tonight here is very quiet. And also the weather is enjoyable, especially in summertime. It's cool.
And is that because of the trees, the forest, and the shade?
Yeah.
And then being in a higher altitude, it would be cooler temperature anyway than in the valley, right?
Oh, yes.
So in the valley, like where you live, it might be, 30, 35 Celsius?
if there's 35 or even 38 Celsius. And here, maybe in the mountaintop, sometimes even around 10.
Oh, really? Yeah. So very refreshing.
Yeah, very refreshing. But in the middle mountain area, maybe around 25 or something.
I don't know about you, but I would so highly recommend coming here for somebody from Europe or from America. What a special treat. What a special journey.
For me, I love this place very much, and I love this mountain very much. And it's also a very nice place for hiking.
In China in general, like Chengdu, I wouldn't want to rent a car. I would not want to drive myself out into the country here. What do you recommend for people who want to come to China, come to Chengdu, and explore out in the country and in the mountains and the monasteries like we're doing? How would you do that?
First, if you want to do it in a very convenient way, you just contact a travel agency. And they will sit down everything for you, the schedule, the car, the bus, and the guide, everything for you. And second, if you want to come here by yourself, I think like the boys and the girls over there, I think they come here by themselves.
Oh, do they? So they drive their own car?
No. Normally they will not drive their own car.
So they come on bus then?
Yeah, actually the bus, take bus is also very simple way too. We have buses from Chengdu to Ume, I think, lots of buses. Mm-hmm.
So those kids that we saw come by, they probably are from Europe, they look like?
Yeah. Western country.
Yeah, and they look pretty young, probably college age.
Yeah, I think so.
That's very special. This is a sacred Buddhist site, right? These are Buddhist monks and priests that we see.
And also in China, the monks couldn't get married. They cannot be get married. Mm-hmm. And also female monks, we call them nun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nuns and monks. And but they are living in different monastery. For example, if there's a monk living here in this monastery, that means this is especially for monk. And female, like nun, they are living in other monasteries. There are monasteries for nun and for monk in this mountain.
Going back to the times of Mao Zedong and the Cultural Revolution, what happened here? Were monks forbidden from living and practicing here?
Oh, actually, it was before I born. I've just heard a little bit of information about that. But the information all said that during the Cultural Revolution, yes, lots of temples and monasteries were destroyed.
Do you know what happened here?
Here, this area, I think this area is better because it's mountains area.
Mm-hmm. So if it was near a city, it would have been in more danger.
Yeah. So it's kind of getting away from people. Mm-hmm. So I think it didn't damage that much as others.
So it's hard to explain without coming here and seeing how massive and gigantic this is. You could walk on the trails and pathways here from monastery to monastery or temple to temple for all day, for 8-10 hours, right?
Yeah, actually. This area, they have lots of temples here.
How many do you think? Just roughly, just wild guess.
I think maybe below 100 something like that. Mm. 70, 80, lot. Mm. But the big ones are not that much. The biggest ones, I think, the most famous there are. This is one of the most famous. And another one, there are most famous too. The biggest, or we say biggest. Two of them.
And we have not even climbed to the top of the mountain. We're only part way up. And on the top, I understand there's a giant up there.
Actually, in the mountain top, we do not have a very, very big monastery. Actually, here, This one is bigger than the one on the mountaintop. But on the mountaintop, we do have a very big statue, which is 48 meters high. And it's a really very nice statue. It's facing four sides. Maybe I could, oh, it's here, like this statue.
Oh, wow. And it's carved of
48 meters high.
And it's carved of stone or?
Bronze,
wow.
And covered with gold.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, if the sunshine shines, wow, the color is really shining.
That's beautiful. All right, Mavis, well, can you think of anything else that you want to share about coming here?
Oh, yes, here also we have lots of different plants and animals here. And the butterflies, there are lots of hundreds of butterflies here. If you come here in the right season, you're going to see lots of butterflies. I love them.
And then monkeys, special monkeys are up here?
Actually, you know, monkeys are kind of wild animal. Sometimes we will even see them just in the temple somewhere. Just in front of the temple, I've saw them. But they are kind of wild animal. We cannot control them.
Right. Sometimes they come in to steal the apples, right?
Oh, actually, they are okay because there are lots of tourists. So they become a kind of aggressive because people are always nice and kind to them. So they think, oh, they won't hurt me. So they are kind of aggressive. If you choose the food or the food bag package, if they saw that, they're going to take your bag away. So be careful, watch out if you come here and you come across with a monkey. You should be careful.
Yeah, and they like to chase kids for their food, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're going to grab it away. Everything here is so special. So just come and find out by yourself.
Mavis, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome, Tom.
Say,
you've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.